So welcome to Noobs in a Burger, episode 11. I'm John, joined once again by Isaac, Chris, and Andrew.
Hello.
Hello.
You're a little slow there.
Eh.
All right, cool.
Eh. I'm always slow.
That's okay. It's not your fault. Your mother dropped you.
Yeah.
And also...
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah. But...
Is that going to be the least, you know, like, offensive thing you might have to censor out?
Yeah, probably.
No, it's not, because Andrew is going to make a racial slur.
He said it's not going to happen this time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I misunderstood.
Yeah, now we're good to go. So we figured we've done a lot about movies lately, and they've all gotten kind of heated because for some reason...
Chris is not a big fan of Boondock Saints.
I think it's just that Chris legitimately hates everything that's good in the world.
Mostly.
I like how this is all pointed at me, even though you and Isaac had like a 10-minute argument about Minority Report.
15.
15 minutes.
Really? 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
Yeah. I hate everything.
So we decided that since we've done movies lately, we wanted to switch it up a bit. And we decided to go with some video game talk, since we all play video games a bunch.
Yeah, and we all really don't get along with each other very well, especially when working in a team.
Exactly.
True.
Yeah.
So because of that, we decided to talk about cooperative video games.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided beforehand that there's some rules, such as it had to involve like a story of some variety, and it needed to be simultaneous co-op as opposed to Mario, where it's one person, then when you die, the other person takes over.
But I have something to add to that.
Okay.
Well,
But the thing is with the newer Mario games, like Super Mario 3D
Super Mario
World, like you
World.
Can play.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about more like, you know, like Mario 3.
Super Mario Bros.
Yeah, when Mario does one level and then Luigi does the next level. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or the original. I think the original Mario, you just. Both played through on your own little file.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's just one person.
When the first person died, the second person got to play.
I think so. So who wants to get us started with a cooperative game?
You know, I don't think I've started for a long time.
I don't think you have.
Go for it.
Yeah, and we might as well get Chris yelling at me.
Let's do it.
Right out of the, you know. Okay. So, there's one... I'm not a huge fan of the series, but I was a really big fan of the co-op in the first Halo. I had a...
Mm-hmm.
That game, I had so much fun playing all the way through with friends of mine. Like, after school, I'd go over to their house, and we'd turn it up to Legendary and try and make it through whatever the zombie horde was at the end.
The Flood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game is also on my list.
Mine too.
Me and... My brother, right after we got our Xbox, we had our mom rent that from Hollywood Video over in Madras, and I think we played the entire campaign in one night. Like
we did, because I was there as well.
Stop playing. It was a fantastic game.
No, that was a fun evening.
Yeah. Isaac, anything to add?
To Halo?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I actually played a lot of the original, and even, like, Halo 2 on co-op.
Oh, yeah.
Because, Jacoby used to really love playing Halo, and he'd come over to the house, and we'd name our characters stuff like bitches and...
Then you'd touch each other's balls.
Yeah. Sure. No, or actually what we'd do is we'd be playing, and then my mom would walk downstairs, and we'd be like, all right! Don't aim at each other, or don't aim anywhere near each other.
Don't kill people, only aliens.
Don't kill anything. Yeah, don't do anything. We're just going to pause it. Can't pause it, because it's going to show our names. all right. Well, yeah.
Sweet.
See, our problem was when I played it at Chris's house, we always used to go on to the random level starts on the beach and then goes down into the archives.
Yeah.
And we would just basically take the Warthog, just run it around the entire level as fast as possible and just run over all your own Marines.
Yeah. I remember doing that. That was a fun...
Yeah.
Always a good time.
Some fun experiences.
It really is.
Actually, the only thing that I think was negative about Halo is name...
Yes.
That was the reason why I would not enjoy playing Halo, was...
I think that's actually a pretty standard
pretty valid
reason.
Point, right?
Yeah, like, we actually... It was several years after Halo 3 came out. I think actually Halo 4 had a release. We did a Halo 3 LAN party because we still all owned it and still had Xboxes.
Yeah.
And he came over and he just made it such a miserable night because he like he takes that so seriously and thought he was going to be an MLG gamer and like all that. And yeah, like he was one of those guys that if you had the rocket launcher, he would straight up team kill you so he could have the rocket launcher because he thought he was better than everyone.
I really hope this dude's listening to this.
I don't think
like
he
he's
is,
just
but...
like he never made it in
nah,
life.
Bro,
he never really became famous. He works at like Price
Slasher. He literally works at Grocery Outlet.
He's just like
he used to work at Price Slasher and then he went to Grocery Outlet.
The one thing that may have been the semblance of joy in his life, which was getting that rocket launcher.
Halo.
Yes.
Did you guys actually prefer Halo 1 or 2 co-op?
I preferred Halo 1 co-op.
I agree.
Yeah.
I thought
I didn't think
Halo 2 had nearly as good of a campaign. Halo 2's multiplayer was way better.
Okay, that's true.
It was clear they focused a lot.
Yeah, Halo 2's actual like
campaign was pretty garbage.
It took me a really long time to get through
and
it.
And Halo 1, like that whole thing, like what he was talking about, the Horde trying to do that on Legendary, like the first time playing that on even on co-op, like playing that level was like, oh, we're gonna die. There's nothing I can do about this.
You figure out a little system with it too. I mean, where one dude stays back and the other guy runs forward and brings on the next.
Oh yeah.
And then, but ultimately, somebody always ends up.
And
like the one dude who's supposed to stay back is a little too close, and then the flood starts chasing after him, and then by that time now you're already getting attacked and you can't respawn your other guy. And then you die, and then you have to start back over at the last checkpoint. And then you yell at each other for the last for 3 minutes, someone takes a break and gets a Mountain Dew, and then you come back and do it again.
That's co-op in a nutshell though. Like I even texted John about how like the best thing about co-op is like learning to slowly like but surely hate each other because that stole the last three power-ups even though he didn't need them.
It's like being in a marriage for 15 years and it's failing. Where it's like, I'm going over to my buddy's house to work on the library again.
So like
Halo.
Damn it. Co-op gaming is kind of like that baby that, you know, you guys have to save the marriage.
It really is.
Yeah.
All right. So, moving along. Who wants to go next?
I will.
Yeah.
Throw out a classic cooperative experience. Called 50 Cent Blood on the Sand.
No, oh, God.
I forgot you could play that co-op.
I didn't play that one co-op.
Listen, it is hilarious.
It's actually not that bad of a game.
No, it's actually a hilarious game, too, because the only things you can unlock is more curse words that 50 Cent can use.
And the entire time you're just driving around killing Middle Eastern people going, where's the f***ing diamond-encrusted skull? And if you're in... you know, in co-op, then you can have the members of G-Unit working with you. So it's 50 Cent with a rocket launcher trying to blow up helicopters for some reason. And there's, like, some, you know, plot about, like, political intrigue in the Middle East, and some lady's, like, a double agent of some variety or something, and all because you played a concert for a diamond-encrusted skull as payment instead of money.
Yeah, so actually, you know, really, the whole plot of the game is, like, hey, if you hadn't have done that game, they wouldn't have stolen the diamond-encrusted skull they paid you with. Or, like, if you hadn't done that show. So if you just, like, stayed in America, you would have been fine.
Yeah.
I genuinely hope we can make sure that doesn't get on the list.
I will be
with you on this one.
You can find it for, like, $5 at GameStop, and it's totally worth playing.
Sounds about right. Alrighty, so let's go counterclockwise since that's the rhythm.
I'm gonna go with something that Andrew Mayhill forced me to play the first time, Magicka.
Oh yeah, that's on my list too.
Oh my god.
Cause
I love that game.
Magicka's amazing.
And it's only better if you're co-op.
Yeah, it's horrible. Like, I tried playing it on single player, and is the hardest game.
It's brutal, dude.
Yeah, because you have to like figure out what spells to use, and you have to like type in the keys at the right kind.
Yeah, really fast to combine them, and then like playing co-op doesn't actually make it necessarily any easier, and you hate the person you're playing with for a long time.
You legitimately like because of the whole friendly fire mechanic in that
because you die so easily.
You will straight up kill your friends multiple times. Like that game, you almost have to have an elevated blood alcohol content to really, really enjoy yourself because it gets funny when you die at a certain point. But
it's a really humorous game.
But if you're just like trying to like play that game and being completely serious and just want to like power through it, like you'll hate your friends.
Oh no, it's a brutally difficult game at times.
Well, it's super difficult, but like I don't think I would want to play it like super serious, just because like. What made me giggle more than anything in that game, seriously, was like when you first walk out of the town for the first time, and there's just a dead animal, and they're like, these blaster marks weren't made by...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, there's like, a lot of those little sort of offhanded
awesome,
Star
thanks,
Wars
guys.
References and stuff like that.
The only time in the Star Wars franchise that they ever called stormtroopers accurate.
Yeah. That's the awkward part.
Yeah, that game is brilliant. That's on my list.
It is a great game.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So,
Chris,
you're up. I'll go ahead and throw out one that is probably on Isaac and John's list. Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Hell yeah.
Forgot about
Super Nintendo.
That's a co-op game.
Yeah.
Holy yeah. Do you want me to go grab it real quick?
You have to do it.
Yeah, of course.
I
have one copy that works in it in the SNES, and then one copy that's made out of a bar of soap.
Yeah, I saw that. But that is such a great game. It's so much fun, and like, it breaks the principle of video games at that time, which is amazing to me. That, like, at that point, and for the Atari, for the original Nintendo, and for the SNES, it was all about, like, hardcore, awesome box work. Like, you would see this game that looked freaking amazing on the cover, and then you'd play it, and it's like, this is garbage. But that game has the worst artwork ever. Like,
I love it.
I do not know how they ever sold the game, because it looks terrible, but it's so much fun.
Yeah,
and I didn't get that game based on the box art at all. I got it because I remember going to Walmart in Bend and playing Zombies Ate My Neighbors, because that was the game that they had on SNES for the demo at the time, and I sat there for like 45 minutes until my parents forced me to stop playing.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, that game is just so fun, and when you're younger, playing it co-op, you start freaking out when you're playing the level with the chainsaw zombies.
Oh. That
the invincible chainsaw bastards.
Yeah, and I just love the fact that the game has like 50 or 60 levels or something like that.
No, there's 99.
I think
there's 99.
I've never gotten
total
past level 50. So.
I never beat it with either of you guys. We played of it, but
no, it's so fun.
It does get pretty difficult at a certain point. I
also appreciate that there's no save games.
You have to use codes.
And you haven't gotten a code for the level that you were on, you just got to start from the beginning. That was the original, we're going to delete your save game and go
And besides,
becoming common nowadays.
They were brutal. Yeah, they were like the first ones, like, this is going to be hilarious. We're going to give them like a 15-digit code they're going to have to try and write down frantically.
In like 30 seconds, yeah. And I love the fact that you use just, trampolines to get around areas.
Yeah.
God, I've heard about this game several times in my life.
So much fun.
I've seen the box art to it. I know what it is. I am ashamed to say I've never played it.
It's honest, it's one of those games that if it hadn't been for these two, I would have never played it or even heard of it before. Because, honestly...
It was not a big seller.
Yeah, it wasn't a big seller.
I remember seeing the box
game.
Art like in old comic books that I would read when I was a kid, like for Zombies Ate My Neighbor, and I'd be like, that sounds incredible.
And then I
would close the comic book and proceed about my day and forget about it.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite things about that game is the people that you rescue, how, like, it's this horrible zombie apocalypse, and they're just going about their day. Like, there's a baby just, like, walking around. There's a dude barbecuing.
Yeah, that guy's my favorite.
There's a cheerleader, I think.
There's always the cheerleader practicing.
Yeah.
Like, there's a level in the shopping mall, and there's, like, clearly zombies murdering people. And there's people just, like, pushing carts down.
Stuff's on
the
fire.
Awesome.
Yeah, and you just, like, walk up and grab them. And
one level, there's a dude barbecuing while there's a gigantic, Godzilla-sized baby stomping around.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I'll have to figure out how to play it.
I can just literally walk 10 feet from here and you can play it.
Dude,
I have it hooked up to a small TV.
All right. Back to you, Andrew.
So I could go with another zombie game, or I could just get this one out of the way.
I put
World of Warcraft on mine. I don't know if anybody else in here really played it. I know Isaac played a little bit.
I played it a ton.
But I think that the best times that I had with that was when I would have another buddy come on, onto the same server that I'm playing, and he'd help me power level a character.
Yeah.
Or we'd go raiding or something.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and that was way more leaps and bounds fun for me playing that game than just wandering around island, like, just mindlessly grinding and leveling.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, like, the reason why that game is good is because you can play with so many of your friends. And, in fact, the reason I quit originally was because my friends started quitting playing. Like,
it's one of the reasons I quit, too.
It's no fun to play by yourself. Yeah. But at the same time, like, that game has so many bad qualities to it. Like, it's fun because you get to play with friends.
Yeah.
It's a time sink. It's a money sink.
It is, yeah.
It has no point to it whatsoever because it's just like, let's grind to get gear so we can grind to get gear so we can grind to get gear so we can grind to, oh, new expansion. We got to get 10 more levels.
Pandas, bro.
Oh, pandas.
Yeah. See, I look at it more like, what's the experience that I had playing with the other people that I played with? Is it a lasting experience? Is it something that I'm going to think back on and be pissed off about? Because there are MMOs that I feel that way about. Like like the new Star Wars new. It's like 5 years old now.
Tor.
Yeah.
SWTOR?
Yeah. The new, like, Knights of the Republic was... I did not, like, it was a World of Warcraft clone, and it didn't have nearly the amount of, like, depth that the playability of World of Warcraft had, and it was like it ended really soon. It got really boring. It was just a grind. Yeah.
Genuinely, I will say the only thing about Tor is, well, okay, so it's a criticism and a compliment at the same time. I thought the actual class stories were a lot of fun, but it should have been a single player game.
It
had no reason to be a multiplayer game. Multiplayer.
No, it was just as easy to play on single player.
Yeah.
Like, well, you would occasionally run across someone.
Yeah, every class had their own like story to it, and I did the. Yeah. I can't remember what it is. It was an Imperial or one of the Sith classes, but it was the guy that uses guns. Like, in terror, I can't remember. Yeah. Anyways, it was a lot of fun, and I played him as an evil asshole, which was a good time, but it really shouldn't have been a multiplayer game. But I do agree that a lot of the experiences you take away from World of Warcraft are great, but at the same time, I kind of feel like that game has ruined entirely too many lives, marriages, relationships, and friendships to be on any list of the top five. But I do agree with you that it's an amazing game.
Well,
it's...
I played it casually, weirdly enough. I mean, I would play it for like 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours during the day when I would be laid off from my landscaping job at the time. So, but, I mean, I never went out and joined a guild or any of that stuff. Never really had any obligation to get on at a certain time, to go on a certain raiding party and all that bull****. That's because I knew better.
I did.
I think that what you're talking about really depends on the person.
Yeah.
Like, I could go into detail about it. Like, I could go into detail about a man named Jeff. And we're not going to talk about that because it's off topic from the show.
The only reason I did not love World of Warcraft and actually what took me off of, you know, like, Tor as well was a man named Alex. He was unemployed, and I'd be like, all right, sweet, we're both level 5.
And
I got to go to work.
Yeah.
I'd come home from work, and he'd be level 35. And I'm like, what the hell just happened?
But,
I can't even keep up with
you
now.
But the thing about Alex, though, that was great was that Alex would take time out of whatever he was doing to help you power level.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the good
experience
that I had at it.
Yeah.
Was he was like, yeah, man, I got to do all this but, you know, why don't we just take a day, and I'm just going to lead you through all this, and I'm just going to get your character up, like, 5 levels within, like, 2 hours. And if you didn't have him there, it would have taken you 2 days to do that. So, honestly, I really appreciated him for that. I mean, yeah, he would be, like, 20 levels ahead of me, but, I mean, I had a guy who was 20 levels ahead of me who would drag me through these mobs that were way more powerful than I am, and I'd just leech XP off of him.
Yeah.
And then pick up whatever I could and sell it. Because I couldn't wear it.
But my final closing point is that for every one of those good experiences, you probably had at least 10 of some corpse camping asshole hunter that would just murder the of you if you played on a PvP server.
No, I disagree. But that's just because there are certain areas in World of Warcraft that you would go where you would get PvP'd. You would. I mean, if you went to... I can't remember.
Stranglethorn Vale.
Yep, thank you. if you hung out there for 20 minutes, you would get ganked. I mean, by
apparently your server
was
extremely nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would leave those areas purposefully, and I'd try to avoid those people. Yeah, I'd die every now and then, but it wasn't the end of the world.
Yeah.
So most of the time, those guys weren't hanging out around the grind mobs for my quests. They'd be hanging out around the towns where those people would meet with their friends. So when I was playing alone, I wouldn't go to those places. But when I was with my friends, we may go to those places, but we'd already have a plan because we'd be texting and talking outside of the game.
All right, we'll continue this conversation
anyway,
later, but we should move along.
But also, like, I will say...
No, we should move along.
Well, I'm just saying, like, moving
along.
Okay,
final closing thought, you get 15 seconds.
The only closing thought is that game came out November 23rd of 2004. It's 11 years old, and people are still playing it.
It's incredible. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay, so whose turn is it?
Mine.
John, go.
I'm going to say Diablo 3.
That is on my list of I'm an asshole because I haven't actually played
it. I haven't
played
it either.
I haven't
either.
It's
so an good. Incredible game for the hour that I've played of it.
So... I'm going based off of... I've only played the console versions. So I played through it on...
Console versions, PC versions, I've heard
PS3,
they're very similar.
And
then
I played the PS4 version. And it's great because you can do four-player characters on the same console. Or, excuse me,
that's actually kind
you
of
can
amazing.
Do two players on your console as well as, you know, two other players on a different console.
That's kind of awesome.
And Trace and I will do that to where we'll just go through and play the entire game. And then we have a couple other friends who will log on and jump back on. And... It's like every other Diablo game, but it's super cool because you can have just random added bonuses. Like, there's an axe you get that gives you this random just ghost monster that pops out of nowhere and just starts murdering stuff for you.
Yeah.
And then one of the characters has a bunch of ferrets that murder stuff really quickly.
Nice.
Because they're demon ferrets.
So, I don't have much experience with Diablo games at all because I had two experiences with Diablo games, and number one was... Chris Green would just get bored and deck out all of our characters with a bunch of, like, cheated gear.
Oh.
Or me, John, and Tristan would decide we're going to play Diablo, and we're like, all right, we'll get together on Saturday night. So John and Tristan would start characters on Friday night, get them up to
no,
really...
Dungeon Siege.
Well, what... You guys did it with Diablo as well.
I had only played Diablo
oh,
once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So... I guess that I'm talking about a different game. But yeah, they would get their characters up to a high level with a bunch of gear, and then they'd be like, just make a new character. We'll just, like, you can just tag along. And then they'd let me die, like, 400 times. They're like, why aren't you having fun? And I'm like, well, you know, I mean, I can't figure it out.
It's Jason Statham's fault. But either way, Diablo is awesome because you just go around murdering demons, murdering monsters, getting loot. You can do it with friends, which is awesome, and the characters are just really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hour that I've played of it was really great.
It's a lot of fun.
It was, I would definitely, 10 out of 10, I'd play it for another hour.
That's good.
Alrighty.
Spoiler, you do fight Diablo at the end.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
God.
Wait, do you fight three of them or just one?
Just one.
What the point of the name, bro?
Because, anyway. First you have to go through heaven murdering angels, and then you have to go through hell murdering demons.
You have to murder angels and demons? Pick a side, man.
No, it's like Kratos if he was, you know...
Wait, can you name your character Tom Hanks?
You can name your character whatever you want.
And then fight angels and demons?
Yeah.
Is there, like, a code that maybe Da Vinci put in there?
There might be. All I know is my witch hunter... assassin character is named Melissa because he's a big burly man.
Awesome.
So I think it's a great game that you guys should all play.
Yeah,
I especially recommend
I agree. I think I should play it as well.
I definitely have intended to play it, but my old computer didn't run it, and then when I got my new computer, I had such a backlog of games from the Steam summer sale that I still haven't gotten around to all of them.
Oh hell, I got games from like 6 Steam summer sales ago.
Yeah, me too.
It happens.
Yeah.
One of these days I'll beat Bastion.
I got games that need to play games, man.
Yeah. All right, so Isaac.
I'm going to go with Far Cry, either 3 or 4.
Well, I'd say 4 because you
it
can actually
co-op
do...
multiplayer. 3 is great
it
on
is, but...
co-op multiplayer. And I say that because if you play 3 through co-op multiplayer, it cuts out all the ridiculous... about the story that you don't need.
Can I just say...
3 was the separate little, like, side missions co-op where he's just like, hey, we're some people looking for a boat or something.
Yeah, but...
It was just some,
like,
random side
but
story.
But that was the experience.
Oh, so you
I
don't actually play the original campaign.
No.
Okay.
Whereas Far Cry 4,
like,
you could do some of the campaign missions in cooperative, but not all of them.
Yeah. You can do a lot of them, though, too.
Yeah.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Isaac, you're an asshole.
Why?
Because I've tried to play co-op with that game on 3 separate occasions.
You've
and
never done it? Really?
No, it's been, hey, yeah, I'll be on in like 20 minutes. Hey, 20 minutes rolls by, I'm just sort of
it's
there.
Because Isaac
looking,
lives...
staring at my computer, listening to the song all by myself.
It's because Isaac lives in a different timeline than then, us, where 20 minutes is 5 to 6 hours.
And then Isaac's fault.
Isaac will like, quite pop as well. In for like 5 minutes, and he'll be like, oh, shit. Man, I forgot. I gotta go and pick my sister up. Ah, then he's wandering off on some
Elizabeth's
he's
fault.
Wandering See? On some Grand Theft Auto mission in real life while I'm sitting there playing single player Far Cry 4 again. Yep, shooting rhinos with a bow and arrow. So, yep.
If you want to go with like the excuse I use, seeing how Jason Statham was in that crappy dungeon siege movie, you'll have since we're talking about Far Cry, you'll have to say Till Schweiger.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
Did anybody watch that movie?
Part of
Far
it.
Far Cry. Yeah. Oh, you did?
Anthony Bourdain is in that.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Does Anthony Bourdain remember being in that movie?
Yeah, he was in Canada.
Well, I'm thinking about the amount of drugs Anthony Bourdain does. Well,
this is well after like his complete and total cocaine binging days. Because it was on an episode of No Reservations.
Where he just shows up on the set of an Uwe Boll
movie. Yeah, he just shows up there and is a scientist who gets shot. And Uwe Boll tells him he doesn't know how to act, even though Uwe Boll shouldn't ever make movies.
Yeah. So I think if we're going with Far Cry, I say we go with Far Cry 4 just because
Far Cry 4
can ride an elephant at the same time
while
murdering stuff.
And the missions do tie into the campaign more directly.
Yeah, whereas Far Cry 3 is separate.
Far Cry 3 was awesome just because, like, on the co-op missions, there was never any point when you were trying to go through, like, some big, horrible battle nagging girlfriend calls you to tell you about how you're not paying enough attention to her, and there's no magic tattoos for some damn reason.
What?
There was magic tattoos in
3. Was this
three.
A thing that happened in real life to you?
No, Far Cry 3, when you're playing through... Yeah, true. Anyway, like, when you're playing
through... Wife calls you. There's no, just okay, tells so you there's, you play too many video games because you're a big child.
Where you're like actually trying to go through like a whole like massive battle, and like your girlfriend in the game is like, you need to get back to like where your friend is sick and stuff, and like it's just like someone bitching at you while you're trying to pay attention to people you're shooting.
So I had Skrillex.
Yeah, it had a lot of Skrillex.
I have not played Far Cry 4.
Far Cry 4 is pretty
3.
Fantastic.
The single player and
Blood Dragons.
Not good at that game. I tried it. I tried to play, and I kept on getting mauled by tigers. Like,
yeah.
And it's funny because everyone told me they're like, "Dude, there's not that many tigers in the game." But
there's a ton of tigers.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
A ton. They're everywhere.
Like every 10 seconds, I get mauled by tigers.
And there's nothing more annoying than when you're kind of losing to a horde of NPCs, and then all of a sudden tiger starts attacking you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, I'm dead. That's awesome.
Like, literally, I've killed one tiger in that game, and I used all of my ammo on it. I almost died doing it, and literally got attacked by a second tiger. Like, 10 seconds later. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I turned on, like, a tiger code or something.
You know what's even worse is when you start, you know, you're losing to a bunch of NPCs, and then a tiger attacks you, and then for some reason you've lit jungle on fire, and then the fire starts engulfing you too, and then it's like, well, I might as well just lie down and die.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But somehow you survive, and then you don't have enough fucking like bandages and stim packs or whatever you use to continue,
so you just keep breaking your hand.
I do love that about Far Cry. Like, yeah, if you don't have any, like, you know, stim packs, you can be on fire, but somehow dig a bullet out of your arm.
Yeah,
or like eagles will attack you, and you're like, I better get this thumb back into place before these eagles tear my eyes out.
The eagles were probably more annoying to me than tigers.
Yeah. Oh, I never got to see it.
So that's in Far Cry 4.
Yeah, that's in 4.
Yeah.
Too many tigers.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, anyway. Like I said, I haven't played it, so I have no opinion.
They both have fun co-op modes.
Yeah. I had a friend who would play it with me.
I know.
For my next one, I will go to another John and Isaac, Contra 3, Alien Wars.
It's on my list, too.
I had the original Contra.
That game actually goes back to our conversation about people being assholes and stealing all the power-ups.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can both carry 2 guns each, and for some reason that person be like, well, I need lasers, I need heat-seeking rockets, I need the spread attack, I need...
Yeah.
Yeah. That game is so much fun, though.
But the other great thing was always when you had the asshole that like already had the scatter gun, and they would pick up another scatter gun. Mm-hmm. You're like, are you sure you really need another scatter gun, you sucker?
I've been playing Contra 3 for the last month over at a buddy's house. Just like every Wednesday while our wives are hanging out doing their stuff, we'll just hang out upstairs like playing Contra.
How far have you made it?
Not very far at all. That game's a lot harder than I remember.
My God, I downloaded Contra Shattered Soldier for my PlayStation. It's probably been like a year ago, and me and Timmy were playing it, and it's kind of a remake of Alien Wars. Like, it has a lot of the same levels in it, and like, motherfucker, that game is hard. Like,
dude, they're all hard.
Yeah, like, so incredibly difficult, and it's like one of those things you're like, maybe this is easier now that I'm adult. Nope, not even a little bit.
No, it's way harder. Yeah, because I actually remember getting to the last level on Contra 3. I think we actually beat Contra.
You and Joe did. I watched.
Yeah, so I actually beat Contra 3. I guarantee I could not do it today.
I made it to the third level after 15 tries.
Well, it takes a lot of hours playing those games and those levels over and over.
I remember beating the missile boss where you have to like fly, like jump
from missile to missile.
And then I think that's where we would always die. Yep. Like I don't really remember getting much past that, if any.
Because that was the motorcycle level where you hopped onto the helicopter and then...
That was a great game, though.
That game's so much fun. It's a great cooperative game, too.
Back to you, Andrew.
So, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time.
Hey, I've had that on mine.
That is one of my all-time favorite co-op games.
It is a wonderful game. Did anybody play the remake?
No. I did not, actually.
I'm so mad.
I played the demo for the remake, and I liked that the graphics were updated, and then I love the cartoon graphics from the arcade version.
And like I can deal with the upgraded graphics, and it actually looked pretty nice. And the first few levels were the same, and then they just completely like started levels. They like took some of them out and like changed certain things about it and made it so easy.
Yeah.
Like I beat the game in one go through, without any trouble whatsoever.
Dude, that sucks because the original is pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I f***ing spent a lot of quarters on that game.
That game was almost on my list, but I put for my list I put Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game. NES. And the only reason I put that over Turtles in Time, because I think that Turtles in Time is a superior game, but it's just because Turtles in Time 2, I owned that, and me and my brother would play co-op on that all the time when we were kids.
You know, if we're talking about one that we played more often than Turtles in Time, I played Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 The Manhattan Project more than Turtles in Time.
I don't remember that one.
For my regular Nintendo.
Yeah, my cousins own that, so I played a little bit of it.
It's basically the regular Nintendo version of Turtles in Time.
Oh, okay.
That's really all it is. Yeah, it's got some different levels in it, but it's got a similar storyline, but you don't go back in... Well, I guess it doesn't have a similar storyline. You don't go back in time at all. So it's not the same.
Okay.
But it's got pretty much the same gameplay. Yeah.
Well, those games are always fun. I just love random, like, side-scrolling beat-em-ups.
Was the Manhattan Project the one that started out on the beach?
Yep. Started out on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and number two, it was just called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game.
Yeah.
That's the one that starts out. It's like in a city and everything's on fire.
Yeah.
And just like random giant like metal balls roll across the screen for no reason whatsoever.
It's the Krang's fault.
And I think... is Bebop the rhino or the pig?
Oh, crap. You're asking me now.
Bebop and Rocksteady?
Yeah, I know it's Bebop and Rocksteady. Anyways, you fought the rhino in the first level, and then you fought the pig later on. But it was... I mean, both those games are really great. I do think Turtles in Time should be above the other one.
Yeah, I love that game.
All right,
John, you're up.
Back to you, buddy.
All right, I'm going to go with Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Is that like the...
That's the four-player one where you can make your own team of super...
But it's like the top down.
Oh, yeah. That game seemed like it would have been a lot of fun, but I didn't get to play it with anybody. I just played by myself.
So much fun.
It's not very fun by yourself.
No, it's
not. But, like, definitely I could see that game being great if you had friends to play with.
Well, especially when you played with four people. The game got a lot harder just because it had the scaling difficulty. And you could create your own special teams. But if you made, like, certain setups, like having... Captain America, Thor, and I don't remember the other two, you get get perks based on what team you have.
Oh, nice.
So you might have like more special attacks or, you know, more life just based on who you're playing as.
Sweet.
But just the ability to wander through Marvel World, switching characters on the fly, be like, oh, I'm going to be I don't know, Blade right now, hanging out with Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just such a fun game, just cruising around.
Yeah.
And the second one had a way cooler story because it followed Civil War, but the first one had better characters.
Nice.
Because the second one was in the world of DLC where they're like, well, you get Hawkeye if you spend this GameStop gold package. Then you get Silver Surfer if you have, like, the Best Buy package.
Oh.
And then when that company was, you know, forced to go work on Guitar Hero, they discontinued all of their licensing agreements, so you can't get any of those downloadable characters anymore.
Oh, wow. That's silly.
Yeah. So whereas the first one's way better because it just has, here's all the characters, go for it.
Nice.
And you play as heroes and villains.
Yeah.
So my next one, I'm kind of torn, but I'm going to go with Little Big Planet.
Oh, I got a text message from my wife.
I actually didn't even think about that.
That
one.
Said, Little Big Planet.
Wait, why?
Because she hates that game.
I never got on board with it.
I loved Little Big Planet because, like, it's a great platformer. It was a very well-designed platformer. But that was definitely another one of those games that if your friends couldn't keep up with you, then you just want to punch him in the face as hard as you possibly could, because you were stuck on the same screen, so if someone was in part of the level where they had to get through a puzzle to get to you, you're like, yeah, you're just gonna have to die. You're just gonna have to die.
Little Big Planet to me was too casual to get me that frustrated with my friends, like, and to feel like there was a sense of urgency. I felt like it was a great, like, Sunday morning. You sit down and play it with your wife or your kid or something. Some, you know, not offense to anybody's wives or kids here, but you have to move a little more slowly, too. And you just sit down and you enjoy the experience. Like, yeah, that's fun, but I didn't really necessarily consider it a spectacular co-op. It just felt like, hey, somebody else gets a controller and we all get to jump around on the screen together.
I did love the customizations.
Like. You could slap the out of
yeah, but it didn't do anything.
I know, but
you just
slapped
them and then they fell down, and that was it.
Yeah,
I kind of agree with Andrew on that. I don't really feel like that was anything was taken away from that game by playing it in single player.
I loved it. I had fun with it.
Anything added to it by playing it in multiplayer, other than you could play multiplayer. And the problem that I had with it is, like, everybody owned that game for a while, and you always had to play with the asshole that played it constantly.
Yeah,
that it sounds like Isaac.
Yeah,
Like, he wasn't pissed off because you were bad at the game. He was just pissed off that you hadn't played as much as he had. And would just, like, rush through the levels and be like, this is so easy. Why can't you do this? And it's like, well, because I've been playing for 15 seconds and you have 45 hours on this game.
And when I look at that game, I'm like, I want to play this game for 10 minutes and then go make breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's pretty much it. All right.
Well, I'll give you that because it is more casual, kind of like Lego games, where...
Yeah, that's why I didn't put any Lego games on my...
It's awesome.
I love Lego games.
I didn't put them on my list. And they're awesome if you can play them single player, and they're fun if you play them multiplayer,
But there's no challenge.
They're just
casual gaming, and co-op to me is like you both have to work together to overcome whatever is in your way.
Yeah, you have to feel good about what you've accomplished.
Yeah, so... Sorry, Isaac.
Okay. Yeah. I thought I at least had to bring it up.
Well, yeah, but you should at least do your part and tell me to your own face.
Hey, you should your own face. Just because you weren't good enough to keep up is not my fault.
Okay. So, my next one is one of the few co-op games for Super Nintendo that I actually beat, and it is Sunset Riders.
Oh. I played that in the arcade, though. I didn't play it on...
Which one was Sunset Riders?
It was the one... It was the side-scrolling shooter where you could play as either the two white guys with pistols, the white guy with a shotgun, or the Mexican with a shotgun.
I remember that. That game was fun.
The sombrero and the pink sriracha.
Yeah, it was an arcade game, too.
I think I just confused that game with Metal Slug.
Yeah. No, Metal Slug is like World War II era. You get little tanks.
Sunset
Rider is basically Metal Slug in the Wild West, is pretty much what it is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
There's a picture from it.
Okay.
Yeah, but me and Matt.
Stop it.
Cooch actually owned that game, and we played for hours and hours and hours and finally beat it. And it was one of the greatest accomplishments of my life. Because
it's a tough game, dude.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It is super hard.
I remember the arcade, man. I usually only had enough money to make it through like the first three or four levels.
Yeah.
Like, there was a train that you had to get on top of and run on, and then there was like an old like mining town that you had to get through the saloons and stuff.
Well, and the bosses were just freaking hard. Like, the bosses were always so fast and just like threw out a billion projectiles.
Yeah.
But it was a great game. And then just like randomly they'd be like, "Stampede!" And then holes would run across the screen.
Yeah. that game was great.
That was a fantastic game.
Yeah.
All right, back to you, Andrew.
Okay. So, let's look at my list here. I put Left 4 Dead on my list. I don't know if anybody else really played that.
I did, but I cannot remember if I had a campaign or not.
There is a campaign. It's very simplified. It's just zombie horde, and now, like, from like volume one of the campaign, you have to get like from point A to point B, and then volume two is now from point B to point C, and then ultimately, like, you have to try to get to a chopper to get to like the CDC or something. Yeah.
Get to the chopper.
Yeah,
it looked like a lot of fun to me, but
yeah,
it was one of the I never played it because I didn't have any friends that played it, and it definitely looked like a game that you needed to have.
Yeah,
you
cannot play that by yourself.
I disagree. You can play it by yourself. It's not nearly as fun.
Well, that's kind of what I meant. Like,
yeah, like the AI for your teammates isn't terrible. Like, mostly they just shoot, and
so it's
it's
better than the AI for, like, say, example,
Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. An asshole, you have to bring that up. But that's one of the only reasons I haven't put the game on my
Isaac's
list.
Isaac's defense.
I'll delete that game too.
She does walk into the bear traps every time.
She uses every one of your health sprays and stands in front of you in the middle of a boss fight while you're just unloading on a boss. She's like, "Hey, I'm gonna stand here in the middle of your line of fire."
It's funny because that game has like one of the worst AIs ever. Everybody absolutely hates that. But everybody loves that game because it was so good.
What? Oh, no, no, no.
No, I was thinking 5.
Yeah. Oh, no. See, I'm talking about 5.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, because
4 is an excellent game.
Okay. 4 is excellent. 5
is like dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Is the black lady that just like steals all of, like, she takes all of the ammo.
I was confused.
I'm Sheva. I like my friend's bullets to the face.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand in front of him while he shoots at this boss.
I was really confused. I was like, I didn't think she could use your health sprays. I just remember.
No, she'll straight up go up and
take
it from
you. No, I was talking
you.
About that in number 4.
Oh, no, no, no.
But yeah, like, no, the AI in number 4 was awful as well.
It wasn't, yeah, but you didn't have to do much with her. She just, I mean, we're getting a little off topic here, but, I mean, you just had an escort mission, a couple with her, and then you were pretty much on your own, which I appreciated.
The bear traps.
Yeah. Really,
it's like you had to walk how no person would ever walk, because you had to like go around them and then walk like almost to touching the next bear trap.
I'm good, man.
It to get her to get past the last one, but off topic completely.
But anyway, I liked the times that I got to play with friends, with like Justin playing Left 4 Dead was really fun. Playing on your own, not nearly as fun. The story doesn't really have any depth. I mean, it's just, hey, there are zombies, and you need to get from point A to point B, and you need to try to survive. And then they would add little stories for the characters so that you had some depth to them a little bit, but there was nothing really involved in the actual campaigns, nothing to speak of. You learn about the characters in different ways, like, before you get into, like, I don't know. I could see this game easily being discounted because the story is just not really there.
Oh, it's constantly on sale. Like, I've considered buying it because, like, during the summer sale, you can almost guarantee that Left 4 Dead 1 and 2 will be into, like, a bundle
for,
like,
$6.99. It really is, where it's like, hey, man, you know, we don't really have anything else to do. Let's go blow up some zombies.
Yeah.
So, and it's done really well. So, but anyway, John, you're up.
All right, so before I say my next one, I do have to say that I loved playing Resident Evil 5 in co-op.
Yeah, but that's you had a damn wife that would play it with you.
That's the thing. Co-op, everybody that I've talked to who has had that game, co-op, great. It's so much more fun. It's but fantastic. AI is awesome.
Yeah, and the only thing I'll say
I only played co-op and I hated it.
Oh, I loved it.
Well, one person says that it's terrible in co-op.
I will say that the thing that'll make me not want to put it on the list is in order to get the co-op option enabled, you had to go through like three different menus and then like hit a bunch of buttons in a certain sequence.
What?
And it took, you had to like look up a guide on the internet to figure out how to start co-op.
What did you play it on?
God.
On the 360.
Commodore 64.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, they may have patched it out.
Oh, I got the Platinum Hits edition. That's why, that's probably
so Platinum Hits equals play co-op more easily.
Because I'm the special kid who bought the bright red Resident Evil 5 Xbox.
Oh. Yeah, see, like...
I remember that. And didn't that thing red ring on you four times?
My CD drive wouldn't go back in.
All right. So what's your game?
So my actual real one is another co-op game that I know Chris has played that I don't know if Isaac or Andrew have played. Huh? But I love it. Is Army of Two the Poor...
Yeah, high five.
You sons of bitches.
Dude, that game...
I played the original one. I didn't play the second
The original one sucks.
Yeah, the original
I love the original, actually. I personally like the original more.
Oh, really? I like the really ghetto third one most.
All right. I didn't play Army of Two in Mexico.
There's a third one?
Yep.
Does it come with more dick slapping? And
it was made it was made by the Dead Space 3 team.
Oh, so that means I'm more than likely going to
There's an achievement for shooting thug hats off of Mexican gangsters.
Dead Space 3 is not on my list. But I hated Dead Space
3. No, Dead Space 3.
Did you beat it?
No. No. I got to the ship, the derelict ship, with Isaac. Not with that Isaac across the table. Isaac, the character.
Yeah.
And then
Clearly
got
the
to...
the best name for a character name. I get it. It's cool, man.
Yeah, there's no characters named Andrew, ever. Yeah. So,
Andrew Ryan.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Except unless... psychopath.
Well, he wasn't that much of a psychopath.
He had you beat him to death with a golf club.
Just to show that he could do it.
Spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
It's been out for, like, at least 10
if
years.
If you haven't figured that part out of Bioshock yet, then fuck yourself. Not literally. Just play Bioshock. It's an awesome game. But,
yeah, just don't play
no,
Bioshock.
No, I got
too.
To... Not to get too off topic, but with Dead Space 3, I got to the derelict ship, and then I got to the portions where you would do better if you spent money in their microtransactions, and then I stopped playing.
That's cool.
It was like, hey, buy more parts to the guns, but spend real money.
Oh, like,
I don't have any money.
I pre-ordered it and had all the... They actually gave you a pretty good kit for if you pre-ordered. But anyways...
Army of Two.
Weapon customization was my favorite thing about that game. Like, completely having an AK-47 with zebra stripe paint on it and a screwdriver bayonet was, like, one of the greatest things ever.
Oh, yes. You could do just dumb... to your guns.
Absolutely.
You could have gold machine gun, and you could use a Pepsi can as a silencer.
You could do, like, solid gold.
The Pepsi can
with
the silencer,
right?
But...
Yeah.
So the thing I love about Army 2, because it's a Gears of War ripoff for the most part, but it did require a ton of strategy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was hostage situations you had to take care of, and you had to, like, make sure that each one of you was focused on a specific enemy, and you had to, like, sync up your sniping. So you could even do it to where you'd, like, hit a button and the guy would do the countdown so you know, like, when to shoot. And if you did it wrong, you were screwed.
Yeah.
They would just murder one of the hostages, and then you would just be like, well, it sucks for you guys.
Also,
I was going to say, and also they had the random, you could go through the world, and they'd be like, hey, so here's this little kid. You can either kill him or set him free because Shanghai's on fire and you don't know what to do. And so you're like, oh, I don't know, I'll just let him go free. And so he goes off, and then it goes to this, like, comic book style cutscene that shows the kid go home, take out a gun, and just murder a bunch of people, even though he's like 6 years old.
Yeah, if you made the morally correct decision, it always ended up murdering people, like the tiger in the zoo.
That was hilarious.
It's like you can either kill the tiger or you can leave it be, and if the tiger gets out, it just gets out and, like, kills him. People.
But the best part
is now I want to play
the
tiger. I'm convinced.
The tiger is hilarious because it's connected to another choice you get to where if you let this robber go free, he'll like go sneak off into his car and then the tiger will pop out of the back seat and murder him.
Yeah.
So it all works out in the end.
Nice.
But the thing is, like, some of the enemies were harder to where you would have to like distract him because it did off of the whole, like, hey, I'm the person you shoot at. while the other person flanks, and they had enemies that like had specific packs you had to shoot on them, and it took a lot of work to kill them, especially when there's hordes of enemies running towards you.
Yeah. The only reason I will say that I like the first one more as far as like a co-op game goes is because it had the like most like rage-inducing like piece of co-op I've ever played, in the part where one of you has to control a parachute and the other one has to shoot enemies. Like you're in a buddy parachute, and the guy on the front of the parachute has the gun, and then the other guy has to control the parachute, and it's so frustrating. Like, no matter which position you're in, because if you're like, if you're flying it, like you're trying to, you're like, dude, kill them so they stop shooting us, I don't want to do this part again. And if you're shooting, you're like, well, you keep this still, and you're like, well, yeah, I'll just go ahead and let us run in the cliff face, you asshole.
Yeah,
those are my favorite co-op moments to look back on now, is when it's just something that you two have to do to get to another portion of a level, but somebody just up one part of it, and then you take over, and then you realize how stupidly hard it is to try and do that part. Or on the flip side, you do that way better than they do, but then up the other part of it, and then you still up because your friend's an asshole.
Yeah.
And the third Army 2 was built on that. Like, there was one part where one of you is sneaking through this rooftop area, and the other one's in a helicopter killing stuff, and if he doesn't murder some rocket launcher enemies soon enough, they'll just automatically kill the other guy. It's just, and they're just like, no, kill this guy, and it's like, I don't see him. It's so much fun. But the 40th day is a lot of fun, because I thought the story was actually kind of interesting.
I'm convinced. The Pepsi can silencer,
that stuff is just hilarious.
To like 15 second segue, it reminds me of the cat silencer from Postal 2. So it makes me want to play it.
Yeah.
And then it fires off and then hits someone in the face.
Oh, that game.
All right.
Anyway, Isaac.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go with something that I 100% guarantee is on John's list. But I'm not sure which one to go with.
The first one.
Do you think Borderlands 1 is the best?
It's my favorite game of all time.
I agree.
Really?
Borderlands 1 is better than Borderlands
2.
Borderlands 2 was better.
Okay, I enjoyed Borderlands 2 because I actually thought Tiny Tina
I hate her.
Tiny Tina was hilarious.
Yeah, did you hate Tiny Tina?
Yes.
I hate Tina and I hate Jack.
Yeah, I think the people that hated Tina and Jack hated it, but I loved Tina and Jack.
No, I thought Tina was hilarious.
And I love that the pre-sequel is just basically Jack, who's a horrible person, just narrating all the stuff you do.
No, it makes the pre-sequel more rage-inducing. If you play it on True Vault Hunter mode, not only is Jack narrating, but then Tina starts being a narrator as well, because she's like,
spectacular.
Oh, I want to come hang out and hear Athena tell the story again. Oh, guys, let's talk a bunch.
That sounds amazing. That makes me want to play that even more.
The pre-sequel...
Oh, my God, I'm getting John upset. This is
the best
great
thing about the pre-sequel for
so
real,
much.
Though, is like, I chose to play as a claptrap. Yeah. And you have to go through, what is it, like 5 different screens just confirming you want to be Claptrap before it'll let you choose Claptrap. They're like, no. You chose Claptrap. Did you mean that? Yes. No, like, for reals. You chose Claptrap. Yeah.
It's like, this
do
is your
you
last...
mean to do
I
this?
I love it, because it's like, this is your last chance. Did you really mean this? And it's like, yes. And it's like, okay, seriously, this is your last chance.
So, I love all 3 Borderlands. But here's the thing. I've beaten the pre-sequel twice. I've beaten Borderlands 3 3 times. I'm working on my 11th playthrough of the original Borderlands, including the DLC, and I'm still loving it.
See, I couldn't get behind Borderlands, the first one, as much. The second one I loved because of the humor in it. I felt like every mission had its own weird little personality to the description of it and the title of it. I loved the Kenny Loggins mission where he had to go and kill the volleyball team and blow up volleyball net. Like, that was spectacular to me.
And I think that, like, Borderlands overall is genuinely better on co-op. Like, it's
absolutely
fun playing single player. Like, it's still a great game single player.
I did love the first game, though. I did. So if we can agree on something, I did actually really enjoy the first Borderlands.
Because I even enjoyed Tales from the Borderlands. Like,
I haven't
played
that yet.
Like, what I've played of it so far, there's nothing Borderlands has made so far that I absolutely hated.
Yeah. No, I just love Borderlands because in the first one, they still had some characters that they're working through how to make funny. So, like, Scooter and Claptrap, they're like, oh, these, they're pretty good. Whereas in the second one, they're like, let's just shove a Claptrap in and make him a lot of his stuff just not as good.
See, I didn't necessarily feel that way about Claptrap. I felt like Claptrap, yeah, he was, you know, for the first, like, 2 hours he was in the game, like, you know, as you're kind of getting through the tutorial and all that stuff. But then he goes off to the city, and then you can go off and do whatever the hell you want. And then, but since I was doing so many different side quests and different expansions, I didn't actually encounter him that much. So when I did encounter him, it was kind of like, I forgot this guy was around. You know, he's pretty funny, but, you know, but definitely I could see how that would get obnoxious if he was always there.
But I mean, don't get me wrong, I love all three Borderlands.
Yeah.
They're my favorite series.
It is, yeah, and I think it's hard to beat just in terms of a good co-op, because I played a lot of Borderlands 2 with Jacoby online through
Steam. I liked the co-op in Borderlands 2 more than the co-op in Borderlands 1.
How come? I never actually played co-op in Borderlands 1. I only played it in
Pre,
and I played it in the pre-sequel.
I liked the, honestly, I like the characters, and I like the character classes in Borderlands 2 more than Borderlands
1. Really? Oh, I love the ones in 1 way more, because I just, well, Mordecai's my homeboy, and his bird, once you level it up all the way, fly around just killing stuff over and over and over and over.
Once you're fully leveled up, and that, like, that bird will murder anything that's not a boss.
Yeah. But the problem with Borderlands 2 is if you picked the sniper class and took the right perks, you could one-shot every boss in the game.
See? But the thing is also, too, if you're the Gunzerker, too, like, you're a tank, and if you pick the right track, too, like, you're unstoppable.
Well, literally,
because you're a tank, and you would just headshot pretty much everything because your accuracy is so high. And, like, I mean, I rarely died as the Gunzerker that I was.
I almost never died as a sniper, because if you went into stealth mode and waited for the timer to get down to 1 second, then got a headshot, you would instantly kill literally every boss that I came across.
The only thing
I played through the game as an assassin, and, like,
I played through it as him as well.
I didn't, like, I tried starting it as a different, like, I played as Commando and I tried as Gunzerker, and I was still like, "What? This is shit. I can't be like 300 yards away, headshot that thing."
No, instead you just run in and headshot out of everybody in the group, and then annihilate everybody in one shot.
But
I would use a sniper rifle more often than I'd use my shotgun.
Yeah.
But my shotgun was stupidly overpowered, only because I got really lucky with one of the, like, skull keys. So, I got really lucky, and I got this weapon that was compatible with my level, and it was easily for a character that was 10 levels ahead of me.
That's awesome.
It was insane, and I still use it now. And,
with the pre-sequel, what I've played of it, when you're Claptrap, you know, like, how, you know, you can do stealth mode as the assassin?
Yeah.
His is just basically, it's like a roulette wheel.
Which is hilarious.
Different perks come up.
Yeah.
And one of them's called the Funzerker. And regardless of what gun you have, it's dual wielded. It has unlimited ammo, and it just constantly shoots. Like, you have no control over the bullets. You have no control over when you reload. It's hilarious.
Here's the other thing: if you're playing co-op, everyone else gets affected by Claptrap's perks. So when you go in the Funzerker mode, everyone else in your party has the exact same perk. So they'll just be sitting there, like, trying to do something. All of a sudden, they'll just start shooting and spinning around circles. Like, what the hell is going on?
That's amazing.
Same thing happens if he gets his mariachi perk. Which, he starts throwing out a bunch of grenades, just a constant unending stream while playing, like, mariachi music.
Oh my god, I feel the need to get that game now.
It's hilarious. If you level up Claptrap all the way, you turn into a pirate ship.
That's amazing.
What?
Yeah, you turn into a little mini pirate ship. If you're playing co-op, you'll, like, look at yourself as he's flying around shooting cannonballs and stuff. He has little, like, sails sticking out of his head. And the thing is, obviously it's still the roulette, but when you turn into the pirate ship, like, I killed the final boss in the pre-sequel in, like, 2 shots, which he roughly takes 20 minutes to kill because he's so hard.
That's amazing.
So Claptrap is overpowered, but there's also times that you hit his perk and you'll just start bouncing around in a rubber ducky.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So,
yeah.
You get screwed sometimes, but he is fantastic to play as. And he also doesn't have to worry about oxygen like every other character.
So it's kind of like a Mog from Final Fantasy VI, the Moogle that would, like, he could do like the most damage in the game if he actually succeeded, but he'd trip all the time.
Yeah. It'd be like Mog tries to move one step forward, Mog trips, and then he stays in the same fucking place. Yeah,
that's basically exactly what it is.
But then if he touched you, he would kill your character in one hit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what we determine is Borderlands is the greatest co-op game of all time. Awesome.
It is a fantastic game.
All right, so Chris.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that.
I thought it was tough. Oh no, it was. Yeah. That was Isaac's turn. I'm gonna throw this one out just because I've had a ton of fun playing with my wife. Have you guys played Orcs Must Die too?
No, I haven't. I don't think so.
I literally just installed it.
It's legitimately just a turret defense game. Like you, as you go farther into the game, they'll give you more traps. Like you just start out with like spike traps on the ground and arrow traps, and like the girl starts out with like, freezing traps and like poison traps, but it's waves. So your whole point is it's just a turret defense game is all it is. Yeah. But you can play multiplayer and it's also a third person shooter. There's not a super intricate plot to it, but it's a really good time and it's super easy to pick up. I mean, like anybody can figure it out, and I'd highly recommend it to anybody.
Sweet.
But since I'm the only one that's played it, that's all I really have to say.
Yeah, no, like, I actually feel bad about not playing it yet, because that was one of the ones that I got as, like, a Humble Bundle. And
I know I own that game.
Yeah, I guarantee that I've had it for a year and a half, and I just installed it, because I was
it's worth playing.
I could continue playing Just Cause 2 multiplayer.
Well, that's awesome.
Hilarious.
So, that is all...
But...
Yeah, and Orcs Must Die is going on my list of... And it's titled Honorable Mentions I Haven't Played Co-op In Because I'm an Asshole. So, Orcs Must Die.
Orcs Must Die 2. Orcs Must Die 1 did not have any co-op.
And this is more a list for my... I can read it afterwards, but it'll just make people mad at me. But this is more for my personal edification afterwards.
Yeah. It is back to you, Andrew.
Okay.
We should probably move it along a little bit since John's got stuff to do. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so I'm gonna put a new game on there. Well, really? The problem is, I think I want to remove these newer games because I know you guys haven't played them.
Well, which ones? Start saying them.
So I have Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze because
incredible.
I played Donkey Kong Country Returns for the Wii, and I had a ton of fun with it. It was hard as
hell. Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze brutal.
Yeah,
but it is
I don't think
one
there's
of
any Donkey Kong game that's not.
Yeah.
The Donkey Kong Country Returns was a whole new level of difficulty because I've beaten all the originals, and that one was so frustrating.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
And the other one was Super Mario 3D World, which it starts out casual, but as you go on, that game gets brutal. Like, there was one level that I played with a couple of friends of mine, and it was impossible. They said that they had spent over 8 hours that day trying to beat that level. It was towards the end of the game. And
even with the bunny suit?
What? Oh, you mean the silver bunny suit?
The silver bunny suit. It's probably the best.
No, even with the silver bunny suit? Nope. Actually, even with the silver bunny suit, it's impossible. Well, not impossible, but it's f***ing hard. So, because it's all timing. Jumps correctly, because if you jump incorrectly, I mean, and you fall down a pit, you die. Regardless of if you have the silver bunny suit. So, or the silver, it's not a bunny suit, it's whatever the raccoon suit is.
Tanuki suit.
Yeah, it's a silver tanuki suit, which is completely invincible. You just get star power for the whole level.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's if you die enough times and you're that shameful at the game, you get a glowing silver tanuki suit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, I meant like the actual like bunny suit, the cat suit. Sorry, like the cat suit you get on like the very first level where you can climb walls and for some reason you have cat ears.
Well, yeah.
The game's adorable.
Yeah, it's one of the most adorable games ever.
Yeah, like even if you hate Mario, it's legitimately the most adorable thing I've ever played.
But the other games that I have are just honorable mentions because I haven't played the co-op and I'm an asshole.
All right, well, we'll wait for those until later.
And I'll just read them out loud.
All right.
Let people yell at me.
So, John, how many... I know you've got quite a few left on your list.
Yeah,
you get all the, like, big ones out there that you wanted to, or do you got some more, like...
There's one more big one I want to get out there.
Well, go ahead and do it.
I'm deleting some of the smaller ones that I'm sure I'm the only one who's played. So I'm going to say the original Serious Sam.
Oh, my God.
I forgot.
That's a co-op game?
Yeah.
I've only ever played that single.
I played co-op all the time.
I've never even played Serious Sam's campaign. I've only ever played multiplayer.
No, you can play the campaign.
Yeah, Serious Sam 1, 2, and 3 all had campaign co-op, yeah, and then the second encounter had deathmatch.
I've literally never played a campaign on Serious... Or no, I think I played campaign on the original Serious Sam, but the rest of the time, I just always went with multiplayer, because it's a fantastic
The campaign is just so much fun, especially when you're at the end of the game, and there's just hordes of enemies from all directions, and there's like... you know, four people just standing in circles shooting out the big serious cannonballs.
Yeah.
And you can play, just run through, just murdering everything.
Oh my god,
and
yeah.
I love those horde-based games from back in the day anyway.
Countless nights playing that game.
Oh, it was so much fun. Yeah, that was the big one. Like, I'll say a couple of small ones that I know I'm just going to delete anyway.
Okay.
So, like, I had Freelancer on there.
That was actually a really fun game. Aside from... the biggest problem I always had with that game was I would get knocked out of warp and get lost from everybody else.
And get murdered by pirates.
Yeah, get murdered by pirates. Because once you get knocked out of warp one time, it's going to happen 1,000 more times, and Tristan would never come back.
Yep. So that game was fun, but obviously I'll delete it. Then I had Gears of War 3, but I like Armia 2 more.
Yeah, see, I never got into the Gears of War games. Me and Timmy gave them a try, and it just... Something just didn't click with me about it.
I enjoyed Gears of War 1, but that was the only... just because I bought that one with my Xbox 360 when I first bought it. And, but other than that, I didn't play any of the other ones with any of my friends.
Yeah, I played...
Also, I didn't really enjoy Gears of War that much.
Yeah, I played all four of them and I liked them all. Yeah. 3 was the best of the series.
I think Gears of War was an enjoyable game, but it did... every time I played it, it seemed like the most, like, broed out game ever.
I couldn't get past, like...
actually, well,
like, honestly,
Army 2 is more...
like, how weirdly slowly the characters
moved. But
Army 2
is broed out.
Like, because they're, like,
way.
Covered in, like, this huge metal armor.
Yeah.
So, and I always... like,
then
I
you
like
should,
characters that move really fast.
Then you should really never, ever play Warhammer 40K Space
Marine. Yeah, that game's
love that game.
That game's awesome.
Me too.
But, yeah, you're not even around. Where you're like, all right, I need to aim at this guy.
I just want to
almost
note
there.
That
well,
Isaac
you,
is moving really
yeah.
slowly.
Almost
right now.
There. Oh, got him! Okay. Oh shit, I'm dead.
If you aren't sprinting, you are moving. Oh my god, so
yeah.
slow.
That
well,
game
like,
was so good,
like,
though.
Ninja
it's
Gaiden,
such a great game.
The first Ninja Gaiden for Xbox was one of my favorite games because of how fast he moved. So,
oh
like,
god.
Gears of War
yeah.
was like being on Valium to me.
Hey, it's the only game though that where Tracy's brother watched us playing one night.
Yeah.
And as she went through and, you know, tore an alien a new one with her chainsaw for the third time in a row, he was like, does this game give you guys nightmares? All right. So oh, also on here sad. I had the Modern Warfare 2's like Spec Ops mode.
That was those were fun little missions.
Yeah.
And then I also had Splinter Cell Convictions co-op mode.
I never played it.
Yeah, I didn't
well,
play
it. It was separate
mode.
From the actual campaign because you were just a CIA and a Russian spy and you had to go through like some of the same areas that Sam Fisher went through, but disabling terrorists and stopping bombs. And it was just more strategy based where like one person would be hiding from a, you know, hiding behind a lamppost, the other one have to go around, take out some guards so that guy could move forward.
Yeah.
And if you got caught, you were completely screwed.
Yeah.
I've seen people play the Splinter Cell games and they are amazingly well done games, but I just go full retard when it comes to those games. Like I'll be like waiting for someone to walk by, hanging by a pipe, I'll like drop down behind them and like somehow get my character to like trigger an alarm by himself. Like
no, I've only been able to beat Conviction and Blacklist, the last two they made, because they're like, well, if you fail, just grab a gigantic machine gun and just murder everyone.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, and everyone told me once they introduced the knife, like those games became so much easier because you could just like sneak up behind and slit everybody's throat.
Alrighty.
And then, I think the last one I had that we didn't talk about already was Rainbow Six Vegas.
I loved Rainbow Six Vegas, the first one. I didn't really play any of the second one.
Me either.
It was really weird, and it wasn't because I didn't want to. I was super stoked to play it, and then all of a sudden I got really sidetracked because I loved the first one.
It was great, just sneaking. Did you either play it?
I didn't play Vegas. The last one I played was Rainbow Six 3.
Okay. Well, it's like all the other Rainbow Six games, except you're trying to stop terrorists that are taking over casinos in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And when you played as co-op, you could just both of you had to sneak through, pre-plan where everything went.
The Rainbow Six games were always like they're always good games, and the co-op was always fun. But like you had to get another person that was like actually really dedicated to playing them.
Yeah, they're hard as balls.
Yeah, they're hard, and it's super frustrating having someone jump into one of those games and just like take the stance of, oh, it's just a shooter. It's like,
no, it's really bad.
Have to be tactical if you want to have fun.
No, you've got to, honestly, you've got to plan out how you're going to kill everybody in the room before you go into it.
Yeah. I won't actually play any Tom Clancy game because Tom Clancy has his name copyrighted.
Well, dude, that doesn't really mean anything when it comes to a video game.
I know, but
it's like dead.
Yeah, see, we're good there.
He is dead, and they've still been making books with Tom Clancy's name on it.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter.
But
let it go.
But if you're going to talk about someone who's dead and his name is on everything, how about Bob Marley, whose family gets nothing?
Bob Marley's name is not on a video game. Get over it.
I bet there is.
Just play a good video game.
Sorry.
The first Rainbow Six Vegas was
actually no Rainbow Six. Like I just remember Rainbow Six being like legitimately being like fucking hard because every shooter I'd played before that I was like, hey,
yeah, just run in the room and shoot them. It's not like that.
Where are the med packs?
Yeah,
I can't heal this entire level.
But once, honestly,
like, I have to think in advance.
Yeah, I know. Weird. Yeah. But once you get it down, it isn't that hard.
Hey.
Like, once you realize before I enter this room, I've got to maybe put my, little camera under the door. I've got to figure out if there are people in the room. I've got to plan it out. I've got to decide who's going to run in the room. I've got to decide whether or not I'm going to breach or if I'm going to open the door slowly. That kind of stuff. But you figure it out. You figure out the little quirks with the video game just like any other video game. What triggers the AI? It's not actually about how good you are at this kind of thing. It's about, hey, what types of weird little things can I figure out with this game that, like, if I kick the door open, those guys over there won't hear me, but these guys are... Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a boss that you just run around in circles.
Yeah.
And then that's how you beat him.
Yeah, it's just... If you think about it and you actually plan stuff out, it's a really fun and really rewarding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, any more, John?
Yeah. Nope, that was the last one I had.
Alrighty. I have a couple of them.
Throw them out there.
Saints Row 3 and 4.
I'd prefer
actually,
3.
Actually, 4, because 4 you can, like, legit play through the entire campaign, like, co-op. And it's... Saints Row is, like, if Rockstar was like, hey, we released a game that is nothing but glitches, but you're gonna love it.
Yeah. See, I prefer the third one.
I think the third one's funnier.
Yeah.
But like the fourth one, it's like I just love how ridiculous they are. And then also I realized on the way out we were discussing Battletoads.
Oh yeah.
Did anyone actually bring up Battletoads?
No, I did.
Game.
I had Battletoads versus Double Dragon
See,
on my
I was
list.
Gonna, I was going to say Double Dragon because I preferred Double Dragon over Battletoads because there was no hover cart missions where you had to dodge.
Well, that's why I like the game where you could play as the Battletoads or as Double Dragon during their team up.
Yeah. No, I remember going to
Great Escape.
Great Escape home video.
Yeah.
And renting Double Dragon and Battletoads.
Game was awesome.
Almost every single time we went there.
Yep.
I remember, sidetrack story, I apologize. It's going to be 15 seconds. I remember being a member of their frequent renters club and being able to rent as many Nintendo games as I possibly wanted to. And remember rolling in there on rollerblades with some elbow pads and knee pads with my little sister on rollerblades. We picked out easily 30 Nintendo games and brought them up to the front counter and he told us to put most of them back.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Chris, you have any final ones?
Yeah, I have one final one, actually, and I don't know that anyone else has played it, and it's kind of weird co-op, but it's also, like, my favorite game of all time, and that's Dark Souls.
Oh, no.
I always forget that game is co-op.
It is weird co-op, because it's not like you just, like, hop into a party with your friend. You can summon a person into the level to help you.
What do you
up until the boss.
On? Do you play it on PS3 or do you play it on
PS3 and PC.
Oh, dude, I'm going to get that game and we're going to play it on PC. Because I love games that are so unbelievably hard that you have no... this takes discipline to fit.
Yeah,
like,
it is...
That was like me with Ninja Gaiden. was like, I need to beat this game, not for anyone else, but for myself, and I'm going to do it regardless of how hard anybody else thinks it is.
Yeah, Dark Souls is a extremely punishing, beautiful, and, like, amazing game. I love the gameplay in it. I legitimately cannot recommend that game enough. And it is just the most rage-inducing game you will ever play. Like, you will straight up want to break your controller in half. You'll want to throw the TV out the window. You'll pull the disc out occasionally if you're playing on the PlayStation. Just, like, kind of flex it. Just, like, I could break you. I could just be done with this. But, I mean, the thing that
I could be free of
yeah,
you.
The thing about Dark Souls that's so amazing is you keep on going back. I've beaten the original Dark Souls probably about 40-plus times.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I've put hundreds and hundreds of hours into it on the PlayStation and on the PC.
I only beat the original Ninja Gaiden. Well, the original Ninja Gaiden for the original Xbox. Probably, I only beat it like 3 times.
I beat it 6 times because I beat the Master Ninja Pack because I'm a masochist. Or a sadist, whichever one enjoys pain.
No, but what is it? My wife always says masochist equals me, sadist equals self. So
I'm a sadist. So I enjoy hurting myself. But no, Dark Souls is a fantastic game. It's
sadist is the person who enjoys hurting other people. There we go.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll have to ask her again.
Yeah. That's but weird. Yeah,
this crazy thing called Google. We could probably just
But anyway, let's keep going.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, not really.
Isaac and John have. I don't think they've played it at all.
No, I'm too much of a pussy.
No, I've played Dark Souls, but I've only ever played it on single player. Yeah, I had no idea.
It's because they have a system for multiplayer. Yeah. If you die, you're no longer human. If you're not human, you can't summon people into your world. So you have to use a item that is called humanity. And use it at a bonfire to turn yourself human so you can see other people's summoning signs.
Wow.
The kicker there is the fact that, A, there's no guarantee that you're ever going to see anyone else's summoning sign. B, they have to be within a certain level of you. And C, as soon as you become human, you are vulnerable to invasions from other assholes that are way better at the game than you will ever be. Like, FromSoft are assholes.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. Like, I don't know that I've ever felt such a sense of accomplishment as when I beat Dark Souls for the first time.
Dang.
All right, so I'm going to make a commitment here and now that I'm going to beat Dark Souls before the year is out.
Do it. Have you not beaten it?
I have played literally than 30 minutes of
You've beaten God of War on God mode.
Yeah.
But you haven't... Ninja Gaiden
on the
on hard mode.
Yeah,
and you've never beaten Dark Souls.
I beat of the packs of the Ninja Gaiden pack, and Dark Souls is way worse than anything Ninja Gaiden ever throws at you.
And that's one of the reasons I've kind of been reluctant about it, because my life went to for a little while after I was playing Ninja Gaiden on hard mode.
Well,
it's
because you were trying to, like, break up with Becky at the same time, and you spent,
and
like, 20 hours a day
playing.
Yeah,
she deserved to be broken up with.
Yeah.
So I should have done it and been over.
All right.
It,
that's a sidebar for another time.
Yeah. But anyway, my commitment to you is I'm going to play Dark Souls.
I'll play through with you, man.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, do you have any final ones?
No. All I have are games that I am an asshole for not actually playing.
So.
And I've gotten rid of a few of them because we've talked about them, but the main ones are Portal 2,
I love
co-op,
that game.
Grand Theft Auto 5 co-op, and Payday 2 co-op.
I want to play Grand Theft Auto 5 co-op. I don't get about Payday. I just don't.
I want to play it on co-op.
Portal 2 on co-op is actually...
But I'm ashamed.
Did you say you played Payday 2?
Yeah.
I am ashamed that
I didn't like it very much.
I haven't played Portal 2 on co-op.
Yeah, it's actually fantastic.
The issue with Payday 2 for me is I got it way after all my friends did, so I hopped into a game with all my friends, and they're all like level like 7,000 or whatever. So they've got all this like really cool shit. And it's boring. Because, like, you don't even get to shoot people if they have all the stuff. Like, they go in and, like, they rob the bank. And you're like, all right, when do the cops get here? And they're like, we're done, man. Like, we already loaded up the van. We're just waiting for you to get in. And it's like, I didn't put on my mask. What the hell? They're like,
you're
the lookout. All righty, so let's start whittling this list down. Right.
We've got 16 items.
Okay.
We're going to get rid of 11 of them.
All right, so start naming.
Well, I'm pretty sure that we said we could get rid of A bunch of them I said.
Yeah, and I've
deleted a bunch of the ones I said, too. So.
And I've got a couple games here that I kept track of that we all kind of agreed on.
Well, Borderlands is obviously going on
the list. Yeah, I said the Borderlands franchise because it didn't seem like everybody was set on either Borderlands 1,
I think
1,
that's
2,
an
or,
acceptable yeah. compromise yeah, because of the fact that it's like...
just in general, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think that if anybody was like actually listening to this podcast looking for a game to play, you can get any of the Borderlands games, hop into them without knowing anything about the franchise and still enjoy the hell out of yourself.
But also, real quick, the benefit to playing all of the Borderlands in order is that you get kick ass bonuses
from
having played the previous one.
That's the thing, especially if you play like the first one. I mean, cool, they don't have the HD version out, and then get like the HD collection. You get all these extra characters for Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel.
Didn't know that.
Wow. Plus, you get a bunch of extra characters and extra missions.
I'm like
a bunch of extra guns and extra money and extra golden keys.
Yeah,
like
I buy platinum hits and like greatest hits on everything I buy.
I just buy every copy of Borderlands that gets released, no matter what.
Alrighty, so let's start running down the list hacking.
Besides Borderlands, we got Zombies Ate My Neighbors. Which is awesome.
Yeah, that was a 3 out of 4 on mine, just because I hadn't played it. Like, 3 out of 4 agreed that it was awesome.
Leave it on the list. We might.
All right. Then Army of Two.
I love it, but I don't think Isaac or Andrew have played
it
as much as we
have. Well, but I'm willing to play it again, and you guys have convinced me that it's one thing that I want
to
try.
I'm absolutely willing
to
play it. I only played the
first one. But I don't know
if
it should be on
the
list.
First one was
I say we give that an honorable mention, just because you and me enjoyed it so...
And because you can play Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, and the fact that, I mean, like, I love the fact that you get to shove a adrenaline needle in your friend's chest like 5 billion times in that game.
That's
they couldn't think of a better mechanic for reviving people. It's like straight up adrenaline, man. It's like, dude, you just did that. Like, the needle's still in my chest. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Except you had to wait for the timer to go down before you could shove the needle in. All right, continue.
Serious Sam.
I love that game, but I also remember that we quit playing it constantly because we would all get so burnt out on it.
Sounds like, about right.
I'm fine with eliminating it, genuinely, just because I think multiplayer deathmatch is actually more fun than the campaign.
I disagree, but that's because me, John, and Tristan put hundreds of hours into the campaign. Alright, so moving along.
But he does work for Intel, so he probably knows.
Then Contra 3.
That one was a 3 out of 4. Like, all three of you guys agreed on it.
And the reason why we agree on that one and Zombies Ate My Neighbors is because that's what we used to play as kids.
Yeah, the only reason that I didn't jump in on it is because I legitimately played Contra 1 more than Contra 3. I never really even played Contra 3.
So
I would be more than happy to get along with, like, to add that to the list as long as it was something... You know, similar to my experience on Contra 1.
Yeah, I mean, it's the exact same style of scrolling game.
That satisfies me because I had Contra on my original list.
The only difference between Contra 1 and Contra 3 is that in Contra 1, you did the levels where you had to, like, run up to the, like, wall or whatever, the force field, where they kind of, like, try to do the third-person thing. And in Contra 3, they did a top-down level where you had to go and eliminate the nests.
Those were so hard.
Yeah, those were a
hell yeah,
bitch.
Put it on there then.
Okay.
All right. Then Diablo 3, which I'm the only one who's played, so we'll delete that.
Yeah, so we can get rid of that.
But that game...
Played a solid hour of it.
Yeah, I'm ready to play a solid second hour. So.
Yeah.
You know what? I've put a good solid amount of hours that I don't want to admit to in that game, and you should definitely play it. All right, then the original Halo.
Yep, that's on there.
That's a
fantastic one, all four
game.
Of us
yeah,
on.
Game's awesome. Then Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which I'm the only one who's played that too.
Yeah.
So, then Magicka.
Love Magicka.
Have you played Magicka, John?
No.
Then only three of us have.
But that, yeah, but you used that reasoning for the other two games, so that's fine with me.
Yeah, but I had played.
Well, let's put that as a possibility.
Yeah,
slash
because I played Contra 1, and I had also played. What was the other one that we had 3 out of 4
zombies?
I know what that game is.
Okay.
Yeah, so like it's one that I've always kind of meant to play, but I never got around to it.
All right, then World of Warcraft.
I don't think everybody else was on board with that one.
I've never played it, so. Far Cry 4.
I didn't get to play five. I didn't get to play co-op.
Yeah, for some reason, like some asshole.
All right, so I'll get rid of that one too.
That should have been on Andrew's honorable mentions because he's an asshole and hasn't played it.
Dark Souls with 127 hours on it. So continue.
Turtles in Time.
I think that should be on the list.
I think it's a pretty awesome game.
It's a great game.
We've enjoyed it as children and as adults.
Sunset Riders.
You can take it off. I just wanted to mention it because I beat it. Like
that game is pretty awesome.
I'm pretty proud of that.
On the list now.
We're down to 9.
Okay.
All right, then Left 4 Dead.
I didn't play it, so I think you could probably take it off.
It's a fun game.
If the three of you guys own it and you guys wanted to play, like I would totally buy it.
I don't own it anymore.
The rule in place that it had to have somewhat of a story.
Yeah.
And that story was pretty much like, hey, there's four people that are surviving in a zombie apocalypse, and if one of them dies, he's
Isaac, we have Contra 3 on the list.
Yeah. Contra 3 has more. Aliens invaded, bro. That's the story.
Yep.
And if you hold down both triggers, your guy will stand like this.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
All right. Then Orcs Must Die 2.
No one else has played it, but definitely a great game worth checking out.
Then Dark Souls.
I think I'm the only one that's actually put a decent amount of time into it.
And that makes me really sad because I've only ever heard great things about the co-op for Dark Souls.
I didn't actually know it at co-op, so...
Yeah, like I said, it's frustrating co-op, and it'll make you hate the game a little bit more right up until the end, and then you're like, that was the greatest game I've ever played!
Hell yeah. All right, so we have 6 items.
That's a good
list. So obviously Borderlands and Halo are staying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last three, last four, are Zombies Ate My Neighbors, Contra 3, Magicka, and Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time needs to be on there, I personally believe.
So, wait, it was Magicka, Turtles in Time, Contra 3,
and Zombies Ate My Neighbors. Just for the fun I've had with it, and like, I don't want to do that because it's the game that Andrew's actually played out of the three. I don't want to knock Magicka off the list, but I just had more fun playing Zombies Ate My Neighbors in Contra 3. But that's because we played it when we were kids.
I had played it last week.
Yeah.
By the way, Contra 4 is hard as balls.
Yeah,
I bet. It's DS only. It's real hard.
Well...
One of us is going to have to sacrifice something we want.
I'm fine with sacrificing Contra just because I will not give up on Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
That's reasonable.
See, that's the thing. I'm fine with sacrificing Magicka.
Yeah, actually, I'd be okay with sacrificing Magicka because
I love Magicka, though.
I love it, and it's hilarious. But it doesn't have, like, that nostalgia factor that, like, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, Contra, Turtles in Time, and all the rest of them have.
Yeah.
I never beat Magicka as a 10-year-old, but I beat some of those other games.
I beat Magicka as a 25-year-old, though.
I still haven't beaten it. I got so frustrated last time I played because my buddy figured out the whole, like, mine in the ground thing, and he kept on blowing me off the f***ing map. So... You have to make the call if you're willing to get rid of Magicka.
Yeah, this is up to you. Well,
no, that one's up to you because...
Right. Yeah, I'm willing to get rid of Magicka just because... Okay. You know, it doesn't seem like it holds such a close place in people's hearts.
So, rankings, I think Borderlands...
Like, definitely put Magicka on the honorable mentions because it is still a fantastic
game. Yeah, and it's cheap and easy to acquire.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's actually a sale on Bundle Stars right now where you can get Magicka and all the DLC for like $4.
Yeah.
I
think Borderlands should be number
Borderlands
one.
Borderlands 1. Yes. I would put Halo Combat Evolved as 2.
I completely agree because that game is awesome.
I would vote for Zombies Ate My Neighbors 3.
See, I'd vote for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I'd vote for Zombies Ate My Neighbors over.
That's 2 versus 1. What do you think, John?
I have way more time invested in Zombies Ate My Neighbors. I like both games.
I would say Turtles in Time would be 4.
And then Contra 5.
And then Contra 5.
That's the easiest list we've ever done.
We figured that list out real quick.
That's because I don't have an elevated blood alcohol content.
Yeah. Oddly enough, neither do I.
Hey, I have done my best to stay sober the last three podcasts.
I'm feeling relatively reasonable today.
Just because.
Real quick, also, one thing we forgot to mention. Death Spank.
But that's not a co-op game. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
I played it with you for the first time.
I never played
co-op.
I thought you just sat in the room and smoked.
You can actually play it on co-op.
Huh.
But,
alrighty.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Death Spank is kind of on the same level as Magicka, though, where it's hilarious. It's pretty hard.
Yeah, Death Spank's pretty funny, though.
Death Spank's fun.
I had a lot of fun with that game, Death Spank.
Thongs of Virtue.
I just never knew that it was actually
And then something
co-op.
About bacon.
Alright. The burger of the week, and then let's get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, I had an idea for the burger of the week. Hold on, give me like 10 seconds to pull the back up.
Okay.
Sorry. I forgot about that part. Son of a bitch, where'd this go?
Gonna have to edit this out.
So, yeah. How about this? While you're doing that, did you know that Tom Clancy had a son named Tom Clancy that's spelled with a T-H? And he is a video game developer that refuses
like
to work
Clancy.
For... Yes. Who refuses to work on...
the Tom Clancy games. That's amazing.
He worked on DC versus Mortal Kombat, whatever that game is called.
Oh, yeah, it was...
And then he also worked on that Captain America Super Soldier game that was really generic that
Did
I loved.
Did he also one of the co-creators of the Piano Key Necktie?
No.
I don't know why I thought that'd be funny.
That's amazing. Okay. So, guys, what you're going to need to do with this burger here is... get some onions.
Those are good.
Or, I mean, you could do onions or you could do potatoes, I guess. But you're going to need a real thin mandolin slicer. Slice them like an eighth of an inch thick. Like
mandolin slicer? Like the tiny guitar?
Yes, except it's something that's used in literally every single restaurant.
It's not been in every restaurant
that
I've
Hold on, that wasn't condescending
been.
Enough. Yeah, they use it anytime you've seen, like... You know, anything that's,
But I don't
want
to have
you know,
anything to do with it unless it looks like an actual mandolin. What is it?
Okay.
I don't think it does. Anyway, sorry. So slice up some potatoes real thin. Fry those things crispy because you want some really, really crispy golden brown. And, like, you're going for, you know, like when you go to the fair and you get, like, that giant potato they turn into one giant french fry for some reason.
Yes.
You're looking for the same kind of thing for this. And you get a good mixture of pork, veal, and just beef. Do some Cuban seasoning. Put some potatoes on top. Some great cheese. Whatever kind of cheese you want, as long as you're like American. Damn it, I said I wouldn't say that.
Hey, he's been worse than I have this time.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Finish the burger, Isaac.
It's a burger. Anyway, sorry. So get yourself some cheese. I like it with a little bit of barbecue sauce. Just top each burger with the shoestring potatoes that are like as thin as possible because you're going for super crispy on top of a really thin, or not thin, but very tender, juicy hamburger. And it's called John's Penis the Burger.
Fantastic.
Small and tasty.
And he said all of that without saying
See? I did great.
All right.
I hate you all.
All right.
At least you didn't mention Tom Cruise.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye. All right,
see ya.